No matter who wins on Tuesday, the sad truth is that if Democrats are not in control, then Republicans are. And if they don't adopt the Tea Party principles, then it really won't make much difference who's in control. Will our out-of-control, big-spending government ever be reined in? To our freedom fighters, Eric Bolling, my colleague, my friend, and the host of Follow the Money on Fox Business Network daily at 8 p.m. Eastern, Reason.tv's Nick Gillespie, and political scientist Professor Carolyn Heldman. Carolyn, to you first. Does it matter even to Democrats if big government Republicans work, big government Republicans get in? They work with Democrats. They spend money just the way the current administration does, right?
Well, Judge, I think it will be very difficult once any party gets into power to actually effectuate things when you have such a divided government, right? So they're going to get in, these new party, even Tea Party candidates, and discover that they're one of 435 members of Congress. So their real power lies in stopping things rather than passing things. And, of course, you and I disagree about entitlements being out of control. I don't think that that's a problem with the deficit. I think it's the defense spending and our regressive system of taxation.
Can we ever stop the big spending, Eric, if we don't attack the entitlements?
Well, I think this is, well, no, Judge, you can't stop all of the big spending. I mean, you would have to go after Social Security, defense spending, et cetera. Neither party wants to do it. The GOP or the Democrats don't want to do it. But you can attack some of the other things. You can stop bailing out companies that are on the verge. You can stop. You know what you could do, Judge? You could give back the $700 billion of TARP or whatever it's going to end up being, $730 with interest, and not put it back into the general fund. Retire the debt with that, but no one wants to talk about
that. Nobody wants to talk about that. Nick, the Republicans' pledge for America promises to bring us back to the spending levels of 2008, where we had another trillion in debt and TARP and a war paid for on a credit card. What good is that promise from Republicans?
You know, it's worth about as much as the 6 years of Republican leadership under Bush, with where he had the Congress in his pocket, and they blew out all the guns on everything, including creating a new entitlement of the Medicare prescription drug benefit, which ought to be rescinded immediately. It's about $70 billion a year to people who were paying 3.2% of their income in drug charges.
Carolyn, I don't even think the Democrats would cut defense spending, would they?
Well, unfortunately, I think that these wars that cost about $200 billion a year just in operating expenses alone, not counting the long-term health benefits, are supported by both parties, but they're not supported by the American public. 6 out of 10 Americans want to pull out of Afghanistan, even higher with Iraq.
Eric, isn't divided government a good thing?
It's not only a good thing, it's a great thing. We'd love to see that, because log jams in Washington end up being very good for business, but here's the issue, you guys. The Tea Party has done one thing. If nothing else, the Tea Party has put fiscally responsible candidates on the map, and the ones who thought about not being fiscally responsible better rethink that, or they're going to be voted out if they're incumbents, or they're just going to be pushed aside. They've done one great thing, at least.
We just have about 30
statistically
seconds.
Divided government cuts the increase in government spending by about 50%, from 3% to 2%. We've got to see actual negative growth in the size of government. Start with defense. That's in the discretionary budget. Go after entitlements immediately.
Guys, stick around during the break, because Vice President Joe Biden says every great idea of the past two centuries either came from the government or required its help. Say it ain't so, Joe. Our freedom fighters take on the crazy vice president next.
Close enough just isn't good enough. If your car is in an accident, make sure it's repaired with the right replacement parts. Take the scary out of life with Travelers. Call or click now for an agent or quote.
Xfinity takes on-demand to a whole new level. You get a library approaching 20,000 choices, including hit movies and primetime shows, over 3,000 in HD. And now you can even watch online, anywhere, anytime. It's all the entertainment you want,
when you want it. Excuse me?
This is so cool.
I know, right? Hi.
Xfinity is your favorite movies and shows when you want, on TV, and now online. It's TV, phone, and internet reinvented.
Hey, since you're an Xfinity internet customer, you get the most comprehensive online security that you can find, including Norton Security Suite, to protect you and your family from identity theft and viruses.
You also get secure backup and share to help protect valuable files like photos. Little heads up would be nice.
Only Xfinity gives you Norton Security and secure backup and share for a better online experience. Visit comcast.net/security to learn more.
Hey, let's talk. With Xfinity, you get the phone service rated number one in call clarity.
Hello.
Hi there. You get unlimited nationwide calling.
Oh, how's the weather in Hawaii?
Pretty good, I hear.
Plus cool features like the ability to check your voicemail online.
Hey, Chad, I'm breaking up with you. Bye.
Although sometimes voicemails aren't good when you check them.
Take your Xfinity experience to the next level. Add Xfinity Voice for just $19.99 a month for 6 months. Call 1-800-XFINITY today.
Looking for motivated sales professionals.
If you want a snapshot of what's exactly wrong with our government today, all you have to do is listen to the Vice President of the United States of America speaking this week at a New York City fundraiser. Here's exactly what he said, quote, "Every single great idea that has marked the 21st century, the 20th century, and the 19th century has required government vision and government incentive. In the middle of the Civil War, you had a guy named Lincoln paying people $16,000 for every 40 miles of track they laid across the continental United States. No private enterprise would have done that for another 35 years," close quote. So if not for our government, we'd have no innovation for the last three centuries. Is that what you're saying, Joe? Back with Bowling, Gillespie, and Heldman. Carolyn, the Democrats have to be ashamed of Joe Biden. He's the best gift President Obama's given to the Republicans, right?
Oh, yeah, this is what, let's call it a mini-gaffe. I understand his sentiment. He's trying to argue that government has played a really positive role and not this kind of draconian, evil thing that folks are painting it out to be, right? Government provides economies of scale, and it doesn't have a profit motive. So there are a lot of good things that government does, but this comment is sweeping and, of course, highly inaccurate.
Well, Eric, what does Wall Street think when they hear the vice president say something like this? You could rattle off the top of your head, from Thomas Edison to Alexander Graham Bell to Henry Ford to Hewlett-Packard to IBM to Xerox to Microsoft, the people that have created enormous wealth without the government involvement.
Right, Judge. And that's the way it was in the past. Unfortunately, Joe Biden may be correct, only starting in 2008.
What do you mean?
The government has taken over the role of, I guess, business. The money center used to be on Wall Street. For decades, the money center was on Wall Street. It's now moved to Washington. The jobs are being created in Washington. Look what's going on in Washington real estate, the only metropolitan area in the country where real estate prices are rising, because all they're doing is they're taking from those who have and giving to those who have not.
Nicholas, my dear friend and fellow libertarian, is it a hopeless cause for those of us who believe we will ever have a free market in this country,
you know,
when the vice president can say things like that?
Well, to go back to your original question, I think that Wall Street, and I think everybody in the country gets a shiver down their spine, because it's a window into a mentality that thinks nothing exists outside of the government purview. Where was Joe Biden when rock and roll was invented? Where was Joe Biden when the birth control pill was invented? I mean, this guy is so out to lunch, but he's, you know, right, he's the number two guy. And that, it's very terrifying. And we need to recover and promote a vision of America that is not dependent on the government.
Carolyn, even you would agree that basically the government consumes, whereas private enterprise produces. Does the vice president not understand that?
Well, I'm not quite sure what Vice President Biden understands. But, I mean, of course, I disagree with you on this idea. The government has a very special role to play because it doesn't have a profit motive, so it can provide for people who are down on their luck. It can stimulate the economy with fiscal policies. Sure. It has a completely different role than the private sector.
But can I disagree with that in a sense that I do think that social welfare programs make sense and they should be there. But people like Henry Ford, people like John D. Rockefeller, people like Bill Gates, they are personally, they can be odious in various ways, but their real gift to America was not their profit seeking. They made poor people rich. They, in a great Joseph Schumpeter thing where they made it easier for poor people to buy more stuff and live like middle class people.
But you know what's happening, Judge, with our tax structure, a 35% corporate tax rate, it's so onerous to do business in the United States right now. They're pushing all that innovation. They're pushing all of that overseas. Go to Singapore, go to just about any developed country, and it's cheaper to do business there. And frankly, if you're doing it there, you're not doing it here. You're not creating jobs here.
Why doesn't the government, why don't the people who run the government, no matter which party they're in, understand the basic principles of economics 101?
Well, I think part of it is that a lot of them don't have any experience outside of the realm of government. But then you have people like the former governor of New Jersey, John Corzine, who turns over in a bad way. But this, the important thing is, this isn't the politicians' country, it's the people's country. And this, if the Tea Party can do anything, it brings fiscal responsibility to government, but it also makes people understand that what happens outside of government is where the real meat is.
Carolyn Heldman, Nick Gillespie, Eric Bowling, it's a pleasure. Thanks for joining us. Back with the plain truth and how to tell whether candidates see you as their boss or their servant next.